Coach, on the challenge in the third period, what did you initially see, and why did you decide to proceed, and did they tell you anything after the decision was made?
Working backwards, they don't come to the bench to us because we don't need an explanation at that point. So traffic and then the scrum to the net, you listen to your players on the ice, and Mark Stewart was pretty adamant that he had his free hand in on Connor, and then we'll get kind of calls from the upstairs and in our room whether they think there's enough there to make the challenge.
You got scored on early in this game.
Yeah.
What did you sense from your team, and did it cause you any worry tonight?
No, I thought we were all right. We haven't won enough games recently to be sure of that you're feeling good, but I didn't sense a difference in the game. Scoring quickly, clearly put that away, and the first period we gave up really two chances. The goal on a mismanaged line change, and we got beat one-on-one out of the corner, and they had a real good scrum chance, and then after that it was quiet in my mind. And they had some looks from the slot and toward the end of the second period, and then a couple toward the first part of the third, but the goaltender squared up on all of those, and we had a fair amount of offense in the second period that didn't go for us. And I think it did in the third. I thought we were pretty good there in the third as well. I mean, pucks got in. We scored some goals, and then it got away from them a little bit. But I thought in the second period we were probably better than the scoreboard.
Paul, realize it's a small sample, but what's impressed you most about Connor so far in his two appearances?
Well, I mean, this is his real technical coach jargon. He looks big in the net. And then he seems to be square to just about everything that comes to him. And as he gets more comfort with the back end, and I think just more reps and the rebound control will be good. It's a good part of his game, but he's just square.
Talked so much about team defense this week. What does it mean when you play that solid defensively but also get the offensive reward?
Well, not far off our game in mini. Again, we had kind of the offense that we had in that second period in the mini game. We hit two posts. So it just makes that sales job all the better, all the easier that we need to play that game to be a solid defensive game. We gave up a lot more in Toronto when we played them than we did here tonight, and didn't generate nearly as much. But I thought we moved the puck pretty well. Probably overhandled it a bit in the second and didn't do that in the third, and got more pucks to the net.
What did you think of Ben Chiarot coming back in tonight?
He was fine. He tried to make up for his time. He's been out on one shift in the second period, but good. The first game back, when a guy's been out, I'm just looking for him kind of hold his ground. You know, look fairly comfortable out there, not try to do too much. And I thought that's what he did.
Well, the big game, obviously, from that Scheifele line, but their last big game was the Vancouver game, which I believe you put them together.
Right.
What made you stick with them?
I don't have the expectation that they're going to get two every night. They've been very, very good, with the exception of the game in Washington. So they've been good long enough. They've had chances. Mark especially has had some plays down in the slot area. He had another one there tonight. Their goalie made a good save on. So they've been good enough. You're not doing it on goals and assists. More chances they generate and what they give up doing it. So and the other part is I've really like Burmistrov and Ehlers together. They seem to be generating. They're solid. Alex has been really good in his own end, and I think they're going to create things. I think they'll start as that chemistry develops. So I don't want to move something else around that I've kind of grown to like a bit too.
You're one of your bigger margins of victory, if not the biggest this season. Were you guys that good, or did the Leafs make things a bit easy on you in their defensive zone?
No, I didn't think so. I wasn't always overly focused on a matchup tonight or their team to give you a great sense of how they played. I thought we generated enough in the second period that they became maybe a little bit more cautious with us, and then we were able to open the game up a little bit in the third. We had some, you know, we had almost two two-on-ones on the power play, and I thought we got enough. That we were opening some things up in the third. But it's difficult sometimes to assess how well the other teams played.
And sometimes when you pull away, you don't like the way your team plays then with that big lead.
Right, I don't count. I don't count much after 4-1. You know, nothing good happens after 5-1. We're glad we got there, but I won't be looking in the third period after that game got away to assess the game.